Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Monday, December the 3rd, 2018. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 13 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I've been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public, and the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. As I bring you the awareness of the inevitable crises that are very probable and will overtake America in the future, I would like you to consider other places around the world that will have a less disastrous impact on you and your loved ones. I have some discussion of countries that will serve you well for you to consider in my shows. These are places where life will be good when the crisis breaks out in America. Go to my Facebook page and have a look and get prepared. Again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you wish to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, on to the synopsis of today's show. Well, I'm going to start by talking about the reality of what the social entitlement programs are all about. And of course, entitlement doesn't necessarily mean programs that are literally entitled to you, but that's the convenient label we give to all programs where the government hands out money. Well, it's time for me to address these issues because of the lies, frankly, told by government and the media. So this requires quite a little bit of explanation, and I think you'll be a lot wiser for it. So, as I say, that starts out our show for today. I'm going to talk about General Electric and General Motors. They were both founded around the turn of the century, General Electric in 1892 and General Motors in 1908. They are, of course, as you know, both in trouble, and I'm afraid bankruptcy is staring both of them in the face. But I'd like to say a few words about them. Well, the asset bubbles were created by pulling tomorrow's prosperity into today, and of course they are unsustainable. I've talked about these before, but I'd like to just wrap up the basics on this. Very important, especially for the new ones among you, to understand just how toxic these asset price bubbles have been and what is in store for us in the future. Then I'm going to update you with a comment about the cryptocurrencies, which I haven't talked about for a while, followed by a comment on Julian Assange, the title of this week's show. It's really not looking good for him, and really it's a sign of the times to see just how bad things are going to get for him in particular. Well, fake news is a serious problem in American life, and I'm talking about the fake news that was paid for by the Hillary Clinton campaign. I've been meaning to get this out to you in several shows. We just don't seem to have arrived at that point, so I'm going to try again today. All right, ladies and gentlemen, well, as I said, if you choose to be a paying patron after having listened to these synopses and have decided you're interested, I will make available to you three free shows, and you can make your mind up at that point as to whether you would like to continue on. It will all help me, of course, as I'm sure you know. I don't get funding from any other source for this. I'm doing my best to give you very vital information and basically the fodder to make sense of these economically and politically unstable times. So, if you want to select any of the three shows out of the Podbean archives, you may do so, but otherwise all you need to do is to write me an email and put the words free shows in the subject line, and I'll take care of your three shows for you and select your shows. Let me finish by please giving you my details. You'll need an email to make that request, and that is the one on the Podbean page, and I will give it to you now. It is rwlmartin1@aol.com. And I have a Facebook and a Twitter page, and the Facebook address is www.facebook.com/Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. That's all one word, lowercase, no punctuation, please. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. My Twitter address is www.twitter.com/rmwakeupcall. Now, my Facebook page usually deals with matters which are a little bit too short to warrant inclusion in the main show, but things I'd like you to know anyway. And the Twitter page is for the one-liners, the pithy comments which you've all come to know and love here on The Wake Up Call. So I'll give you a few more of those on my Twitter page. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, I will wish you a wonderful week ahead, and I will be back with you on Friday. This is Richard Martin saying bye-bye. Till then.